Paragraph 1 reads, "When thinking of Australia, images of sun-soaked beaches and Vegemite come to mind, as well as the low droning sounds of the didgeridoo. The didgeridoo is an ancient wind instrument created by Aboriginal people in northern Australia. The name didgeridoo did not originate from Aboriginal Australians' linguistics, but is rather an onomatopoeic word from European colonists. There are dozens of different names given to the instrument by the Aboriginal people of Australia, but the most common names are mago and nidaki. Didgeridoos can be painted with modern or traditional paints, while others remain bare, retaining the natural wood grain design."
All right, so when you think of Australia, certain things come to mind, whether it's the wildlife, or it's the beaches, or Vegemite. Vegemite is just this brand of food that's very popular in Australia, made from leftover brewer's yeast extract. I think people like to put it on toast. It's kind of a love it or hate it type thing. I've never tried it.
It's very salty.
Very salty, yeah. And
very distinctive.
I'd like to try it, but I've never tried it. As well as the low droning sounds of the didgeridoo. So a droning sound is just this sort of long sound that doesn't really go anywhere. Kind of monotone. As far as I know, there's no holes to put your fingers on and change the notes and stuff. So it's just this long, deep humming sound of a didgeridoo. Very distinct. It's a wind instrument, meaning that it's simply an instrument that you create sound by putting air through it, usually by blowing into it, you know, but there's instruments that, you know, you could use the ambient air as well, but it's, you basically blow on it, so a wind instrument would be like clarinet, or a flute, or a trumpet, stuff like that, just very broadly. So the name, this is like, unlike, say, like a drum or something, or a string instrument, right, when you're not, this doesn't really involve the movement of air. The name didgeridoo did not actually come from Aboriginals' languages, which makes sense because the name just kind of sounds silly to me. It sounds like it's kind of sounds like something like an English person would come up with, but that's just my imagination. But it's an onomatopoeic word, meaning it's just a sound, or it's a word that is created by mimicking the sound of something else. It's not based on any real meaning.
And so there are dozens of different names given to the didgeridoo from the Aboriginal people of Northern Australia, but some of the most common names given to it are mago and yidaki. So those are the names that the Aboriginal people use for the didgeridoo. And so they can be painted with either modern paints or traditional ones, but some of them remain bare, so they're not painted, they don't have any decoration, and so they retain the natural wood grain design. So wood grain is just the horizontal arrangement of wood fibers, or its pattern if someone, you know, is perhaps designing something with a wood grain pattern, but in this case, it's just the natural wood grain that is left.